Story short, all hell broke loose a while back when the realms opened up, exposing humans to lots of different types of monster girls. Femboys too, but they're pretty rare. When it all started to settle down, humans quickly learned that we don't really mean any harm and are pretty open up to experiences and opportunities. Not every day you get the chance to visit human society and see how it functions. Although broken, it's certainly unique. I'm very blessed and was able to enroll in an educational institute among other monster girl as well as humans. It's pretty progressive and in a good way. People figured out how advantageous and beneficial it was to become allies. These kinds of programs that are run might look like educational learning on the surface, but it's also social as well, giving both parties the skills needed for the human realm. They don't get to visit our side of things. It's a little too dangerous. So for now, I'm a cute little bun bun girl, and I'm here to learn. It's been going really well for me. I've made lots of friends with all different kinds of people, such as harpies. They are a blast to talk to. Never stop moving that mouth of theirs. Or an echo. So adorable. And if you pet their tail, it's true. They'll love you for life afterwards. Just don't do it too much for reasons. Then there's a boy in my class. I think I have a crush on him. There's really no other way to say it. We have so much in common. I feel like time goes by so quickly when I'm around him. Before I know it, the days are already over and I have to wait until tomorrow until I can be around him again. I learned this phrase. It's doki doki. It's the noise your heart makes when it gets fast from excitement or anticipation. I can feel it happen to me when I'm around him. Or he looks in my direction, or when he interacts with me. I feel weak in the knees and I struggle to get my words out around him because my brain is scrambled. The reason why today is kind of special is because I'm going over to his place for the first time. I've never been over to another boy's house before, but I'm kind of hoping he's going to ask me to be his girlfriend. I feel like we have great chemistry together. The question is, will he be confident enough to ask me? Thank you so much for inviting me over. I've never been to someone else's house before, let alone a human's. My adoptive mom was so happy for me when I told her I was invited over. She's really relieved I'm making friends. I'm glad I can fit in. Sometimes I feel like I'm a little too calm and boring for a bunny girl to be interesting, but you've always been really kind to me. I like your room. It smells nice. Like you. I guess my nose is a little more sensitive than humans, but don't worry about it. I would tell you if I didn't like your musk.
Why do I have to be so weird? Ugh. Shut up about smelling already.
Well, I guess I could tell you more about us bunny girls, since it is an unusual situation to be in, but don't worry. I really don't mind, and curiosity is a good thing. In return, I want you to tell me about humans, though. We aren't that much different, just the ears are probably the biggest thing, and different type of hair. We can shed, so we need lots of brushing. That's why normally I carry a brush around with me at all times. You see? Like this one. If I don't brush my ears or my hair, it can become matted really easily and have a buildup of oils, which is a big no-no. And then I would have to use a special kind of conditioner when it comes to bath time and try and sort out all the issues. Oh, you want to brush my hair? I don't see why not. Please, be my guest. May I sit down on the bed? Yeah, just like that. If you start from the bottom and work your way up to the ears, just soft, gentle strokes. It will sound tuggy, but that's kind of normal. Then there is, of course, the energy in Bunny Girls. I've really tried to mask it to be mellowed out, but if I'm honest, my heartbeat is always going 100 miles a minute. I think humans' resting rate is 60 to 80-ish. I rest at 90 beats per minute. We're always kind of ready for action at the drop of a hat. As well as different preferred palate when it comes to food, I can eat meat, but nothing can beat the freshness of carrots. I'm not even joking. My favorite thing to do in summer is cut up carrots. Put the pieces in an ice tray with water and use them to cool down when the sun is at its peak in the day. Delicious and hydrating. What more could a little bun like me want? Sure, if you want to keep brushing my hair, I honestly don't mind. It feels pretty soothing and relaxing. I've not really had anyone else to do it before. You're really gentle. It's nice. Another fact about us is variants that we have. Some girls can have super strong legs which are perfect for kicking or jumping, such as long jump. It makes me wonder if you humans will hold a Monster Girl sports event, like the Olympics, but all the species can participate and represent their realms. I think with everything going on, it's a really good way to unite everyone together. For peace and harmony and all that. Then there are relationships, I guess. When it comes to bunny girls, it's normal to have just one male partner for your entire life. We almost dedicate ourselves to the other and, of course, expect the same in return. If a relationship is one-sided, that's just weird and not viable. Is it the same here? Oh, it doesn't always work out. I mean, I heard of dating, yeah. Oh, did I overthink this whole situation? Humans don't decide on a partner for life there and then. I feel foolish. I guess dating would be a good way to determine if you like someone or not. So it makes sense to get to know the other person better. I heard when you move in together with a significant other for the first time, it can be really testing. That's why communication, setting boundaries, and expectations is really important. I feel like people forget that discussing things isn't a negative. It's a way to resolve issues and also avoid future problems. That's enough brushing for now. Look, the reason why I'm kind of talking about all of this and bringing it up is because something has been happening to me that I've never felt before. My heart, it beats faster when I'm around you. I get butterflies in my stomach when I hear your voice. Then when you talk to me, you make me feel like I'm the most important person in the whole wide world. I don't know if I'm way out of my depth here. A bunny girl and a human together. It seems silly. I mean, I never even heard of it myself, but do you think it would be so bad if you would have me as your girlfriend? Oh, I guess you don't feel the same way. Or maybe you do feel the same way about it after all. Are you attracted to me the way I am to you? I honestly never imagined myself dating a human, but you make me feel so special when I'm around you. I mean, even when we kissed, right there, I can feel my face go bright red. There's other things I haven't done as well, like hold hands. Would that be okay with you? Your answer is so warm and bigger than mine. See, if you stretch out your fingers like this, you overlap mine so much. Can I lie on your chest as well? Maybe we can get comfy on the bed together. If I'm too heavy, just tell me to get off, okay? I can move. It's really no problem at all. Fine. It's just because I'm shy. I can hear your heart. Are you nervous? Am I making you uneasy, or is it because this is also new to us? You're really comforting to be around, bringing me a sense of ease, maybe belonging. I'm apprehensive and unsure what to do, but right now I feel secure. I'm happy, and it's thanks to you. If I'm honest, my heart is beating as well. Why are you moving? Oh, you don't have to play with my hair. Although that does feel really nice. Where did you pick that up from? Did your mother dearest teach you that trick? I'm teasing. I just hope I don't have too much energy around you. I can burn people out pretty quickly. Exhausting to be around would be a more accurate description. I wouldn't get tired of you though. I know this is just the start, but I'm in love with you. I want to spend time with you, experience new things together, and just fall head over heels for you. Is that too much to ask for? About our first kiss. Can we maybe do more of that? Just for a little bit as we hold hands. I know it's kind of silly, but